Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This morning on the third hour of Today, full steam ahead. Cruises offering super saving as demand soars. We're live with the details happening now and how to stay safe as COVID restrictions ease. Plus, how about a medicine cabinet reboot? Everything we need to have on hand, from the basics to emergency must-haves and the surprising uses for baking soda. Then, food for thought. A young couple creating a new kind of college community. How one viral video helped feed hundreds of hungry students. And from fashion to fitness, we're going to reveal this year's award-winning sneakers. Today, Thursday, August 18th, 2022.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome to this third hour of Today. Craig Melvin, Dylan Dreyer, Chanel Jones, Albert Roker, the whole gang is here.
The gang's all here.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been Albert for the last, like, week for
I'm going formal. I'm going formal with him now. I'm trying to get this to catch on.
Well, you should throw in a mister then, too.
Mr. Albert Roker.
Albert Lincoln Roker.
Albert Lincoln Roker
Jr.
Oh.
Now it's a mouthful. We'll go back to Al Roker.
Okay. Right now. It hurts to say it, but we are in the home stretch of summer here. And for anyone looking to squeeze in one last vacation, I think cruises could be a good option.
Well, with COVID restrictions easing, demand is starting to skyrocket, and there are some serious deals out there.
So let's go to NBC's Emily Ikeda. She joins us now. Emily, at the start of the pandemic, we all know the cruise industry faced some really tough times, but apparently things are slowly but surely getting back to normal now.
Yeah, that's right. Good to be here with all of you this morning. After 2 years of really some rocky waters, it is full steam ahead for cruisers. Last week, we saw the CDC ease a lot of COVID-19 restrictions, and that was on top of the agency dropping its mandate for cruise companies that required them to report COVID-19 cases. And so in response, we're seeing a lot of these companies loosen their restrictions. And in many cases, that means vaccinated passengers don't have to submit a proof of a negative COVID-19 tests just before embarking on their journey or setting sail. And so as these requirements start to tick down, we are seeing reservations soar. We spoke with one travel agency that's reported seeing 200% to 300% increase in their bookings in just the last few weeks. So there's definitely this appetite to get back out on the water.
So Emily, what if you're not vaccinated, what are the requirements to get on board?
So before the shift in guidelines, unvaccinated passengers had to obtain really hard to get vaccine exemption in order to set sail. Well, now in many cases, the rule is that unvaccinated passengers simply just have to submit proof of a negative COVID-19 test within a few days of that trip, of that booking. Still, the CDC recommends that every traveler is fully vaccinated and that they test before and after their trip. So the other thing that I will add is that it still varies from cruise to cruise, and so it's important that you check in with your company for the rules, and you still have to follow the mandates of your destination, so you want to be fully read in on that, guys.
Emily, we can't talk about cruise vacations without you giving us some pointers on how to get a good deal.
And there really are good deals out there. I saw one trip, a 7-night stay for less than $150. So to try to find those really incredible deals, a few things to keep in mind. You want to be flexible, if you can, with your travel dates. So if especially you're going to a popular destination, try to consider going just outside of peak season. The other thing you want to do is track price changes. So if before you make that final payment, you see the rate drops, you can request for the company to meet that rate, or at least for you to get some kind of onboard cruise credit. And the other thing to do in order to be aware of the deals, sign up for emails with the various cruise companies, because they will often send you alerts of those last minute deals.
Around
that way,
the world,
you guys
hours.
Can, for an affordable price, become one of those cruise. I don't know if you can make out that cruise ship
no,
behind
we see
me.
It,
you can
yeah.
get on board. So all things to keep in mind.
Yeah. Beautiful backdrop there.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Emily.
Just avoid the three-hour tour.
Unless you don't want to come back.
That's right. Okay. Encouraging signs this morning for a Utah Little Leaguer who suffered a life-threatening head injury just days before the Little League World Series. 12-year-old Easton the Tank Oliverson had fallen from the top bunk of a Little League dorm on Sunday. That sent him to the ICU. Well, his family is now saying he's making tremendous progress in his recovery after surgery and is starting to wake up, even wanting to eat. Mm-hmm. And in a statement to NBC News, the Little League World Series acknowledged the bunk beds did not have guardrails, and they say out of an abundance of caution, all the bunks have now been removed.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness he's doing better.
Good news
yes.
there.
And his brother flew in to take a spot on the team.
That's sweet. So, that's great.
Yeah. So good luck to that team as they head into the Little League World Series. From baseball to basketball now. Lakers fans, great news for you this
morning. I mean,
massive new contract for LeBron James. The Lakers star has reportedly agreed to a 2-year contract extension with the team, and it's worth, get this, more than $97 million.
Can you put that in perspective
for
me?
2 years, so that's going to be about $48 million a year, no matter what the Lakers do, no matter the record. But here's the interesting part, I think.
Yeah.
The deal also includes an option for the 2024-25 season.
Now, why is that interesting?
Well, because the same year, James' oldest son, Bronny, that's the year he's eligible for the NBA draft.
Oh.
So theoretically, a 38-year-old LeBron James could play on the same team with his son.
So because I feel like LeBron gets what he wants. Could he say, hey, I want you to draft my son?
I would imagine that that is probably a conversation that has already been had.
Can you imagine?
Playing with your boy.
Then I guess you'd make that $97 million back because everybody would buy tickets to that game.
They would, and well, not just the tickets, the jerseys.
And just the jerseys.
And all the merchandise.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
So congrats, Bron. Good luck, Bronny.
Blazing a trail. All right. Turning from now a superstar on the court to an amazing sight in the sky this week. Have you seen these pictures? These are images of the Aurora Borealis seen from the International Space Station. What a unique look we get there. They were taken by astronaut Bob Hines. Usually you can really only see the northern lights from the North Pole, like Alaska and Canada. But NOAA says that today and tomorrow, the phenomenon could be visible farther south from parts of New England to the Midwest and even Oregon.
Yeah, we had a massive coronal mass ejection about 2 days ago from the sun.
A coronal mass ejection.
That's right. All these charged particles shooting, and that brought the Aurora Borealis zone down to like even as far south as Chicago.
Have you ever seen it?
I saw it. We were up in Alaska. We got to see it.
What was it like?
Gorgeous. I mean, you literally realize you're not breathing because you're watching.
Just
this.
Breathtaking.
It's one of the most.
Yeah.
Have you seen one?
No, I haven't.
We should fix that. We should get you up there.
I've been very close to the North Pole, but in the summertime. So it never got dark.
Yeah.
So, you know, the sun doesn't really
make
set.
Some calls, so anyway. Craig. Make that happen.
I can't.
All right. Another topic a lot of people are talking about, a very famous 80s hairstyle. You want to see something? Look what we found. The USA Mullet Championships for kids.
That's aggressive.
So I was going to say the mullets are back, but they never went anywhere. In fact, this championship for kids is happening as we speak. And this morning, we thought we'd show you some of their finalists. This is off of their site. So if you're into it, who's not, you can vote for your favorite online through tomorrow. The prize is $2,500.
I wonder how much of that is the kids' choice versus the parents' choice.
The kids are loving it. I mean, apparently.
Are they?
They are.
Okay.
They're the cool kids at school. People are loving it. And so many people have been getting in on the trend. Seriously, JoJo Siwa. I actually follow JoJo Siwa. She's getting in on the trend. I'm telling you, it's back.
Is that a mullet, though? That looks
so a lot of people are.
It's a swept-back mullet.
Well, a lot of people are giving it a little zhuzh.
Okay.
Almost like a rocker look. You know what I mean? And by the way, the actual competition, it's also open to adults, guys, if you want to go get some extensions.
I'm good.
Anyone who wants to show off their business in the front and party in the back has until the end of the month to enter.
Can you do that again?
Business in the front and party in the back.
The mullet is back, huh?
The mullet is back.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Did you ever have one?
Come on now.
No, I just mean like, no, not necessarily
Come
long.
I have.
But I mean, you could do, there were Jerry curls that had the mullet shape.
You just asked me if I had a Jerry.
That's right. So now you're going to morph into Soul Glow?
I'm just saying, the look.
To be clear, I did not have a mullet. I did not have a Jerry curl.
The closest he came to that was the violin.
Did you have a rat tail?
I had no rat tail.
You never had a tail?
No.
It's a rite of passage.
I had the same haircut for 43 years. Actually, I had a Gumby. You remember the Gumby?
Oh, we remember the slope.
I had the slope for like six months in seventh grade.
We've been showing the violin picture.
All those pictures have been burned. Coming up, if we come back, the power of food, bringing people together.
Together.
We're going to share the story of one viral TikTok turned real world
college community. First, though, Dr. Natalie's here. Hey, Dr. Nat. She's going to talk about a medicine cabinet reboot. She's going to show us what to buy, what to throw out to keep our families safe. Dr. Natalie, also, never had a mullet.
How do you know? You didn't even ask her.
Dr. Nat kind of went into her Vanna one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's also Vanna.
Do you have a mullet?
No.
Oh! Yeah! Oh, the gift that keeps giving! Yes!
We'll be back.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we are back with another Consumer Confidential. As the summer winds down, it's always a good time to remember to refresh your medicine cabinet. The things that have been back there, they're probably expired. We all have them. So here to break down everything we need to stock up on is NBC News medical contributor, Dr. Natalie Azar. Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning, Chanel.
Let's dig in and talk about, in fact, the last time we did a similar segment, I keep all of my medicine, or I did, above the microwave in the kitchen.
Right.
And which was kind of dumb. I admit. So now we've moved them all. So, So where should you keep them? In the bathroom? Or does it get humid?
It does. It does. I mean, I feel like everyone associates medicine with being in the bathroom for some reason, but it's not the greatest place because of the humidity from the shower and the temperature changes. You know, a cool, dry place is the best place to store it. The kitchen is fine, but generally I would say maybe away from things that could be giving off heat.
Yeah, see, I just wasn't really thinking about it. I mean, right, it's in a cabinet above, but the smoke.
Yeah, or like the sink can even get a little moisture, but like a dry, cool cabinet in the kitchen, I think, is easily accessible. And while we're on it, make sure it's above level, right? You don't want little kids, nothing below that kids can get into.
So you know how with food or certain things, when things are expired, people let it go a little longer because they assume, you know, there's a little wiggle room.
Right.
Say ye on that.
So the rule of thumb, the safest thing to do is to not use expired medicines, period. Now, if you really dig into it, there's a lot of nuance there, right? So, for example, if you have a bad headache and your ibuprofen is, you know, 2 weeks expired, is it dangerous? Mm-hmm. Is it safe? Is it effective? Those are the kinds of questions that we ask ourselves. Of course, you can take a dry tablet probably a couple of weeks after the expiration date.
A year, but you're pushing it?
Exactly. So then you start, the manufacturer only guarantees the safety and efficacy up until the expiration date. After that, maybe you didn't store it in the right place, right? Yeah. Maybe something like that. And I think that the most important thing here is life-threatening chronic illness medications, nitroglycerin, insulin, liquid medications.
Gotta go.
Never, ever, ever after they expire, make sure you refill before expiration.
Okay Dr. Nat, what should we have? Everyday type stuff in the medicine.
Yeah, so everyday stuff that I think some of this is intuitive, maybe not so much. Mm-hmm. Tweezers, right? Not because of your eyebrows.
Splinters.
But because splinters, exactly.
Ticks.
Okay, you don't want to get into a situation where you're like, oh my God, we don't have tweezers in the house. Sunscreen.
During the winter.
365 days a year, a good reminder, put it on. And also have a thermometer, right? Because you never know when someone's going to get sick. Your doctor always wants to know, do you have a fever? You want to have a thermometer in hand.
What about in an emergency? What things should we make sure we have?
So here are the things, Dylan, that I would say that really every medicine cabinet should have at home. We have pain relievers, antihistamines, antacids, and antibiotic ointment. Mm-hmm. Now, look, all of these things, remember, this isn't, I always say this on our segments.
Sorry, it's just you're a really having, close picture.
Who did what?
Oh, she walked again? Right in front of the camera.
But that one wasn't.
You walked right in front of the camera during Dr. Natalie's segment.
I'm trying to be like you, Craig. I'm sorry.
Rain Chanel.
Okay.
Roma.
I always say with pain relievers, you know, you don't want to use them endlessly, right? Without your doctor being aware. And the antihistamine part, you never know when someone could be having an allergic reaction in your home. You want to have that. Obviously, antacids, antibiotic ointments are, you know, you can imagine. I'm thinking of a German word. Can you imagine?
Right.
The antibiotic ointment, I actually also recommend having it with a topical anesthetic, some lidocaine in it, especially for little kids with boo-boos.
Yeah, this is for, I would assume, adults and children.
That's for adults and almost children, but we actually did this year, which I thought was amazing. Our producer, Brandon, had this idea to do a medicine cabinet for children.
Oh, so good.
I know. And I think all of us who had little kids at one point will remember how important it is to never be out of diaper rash, baby-safe thermometers, the bulb suction, and also low-dose medicine, right? I mean, our kids are not going to be taking those tablets. Make sure you have baby and toddler, you know, sizes and doses available.
Before we let you go, baking soda. Roker keeps like a 10-pound
bag. Are you serious?
Yes. Of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
And what do you use it for?
We use it for any kind of burns or anything.
Yeah.
We use it for upset stomachs.
Yeah, I use it for upset stomachs.
Yeah, I mean,
totally. So it's not just for baking. It's not just for baking. Obviously, you can put it in the refrigerator. We know that.
Right.
The thing that I love too is for stings.
Yep.
You can make a paste, like 3 parts baking soda, 1 part water. You can brush your teeth with it. It can remove plaque. It's not going to, you know, it doesn't have fluoride in it. Mouthwash.
All right.
So it has a lot of other, you know, you want to vet them. If you Google it, you'll see an endless list of things that it can do. But yeah,
good.
If you got a gallon of vinegar and a bag of baking soda,
I know.
You can conquer the world.
That is another segment.
Yeah. I love that. That and
Robitussin.
All right. Dr. Azar, thank you. Tomorrow, 10 more ways you can use one product. All right, coming up, we are sharing the story. This is a good one of a young couple bringing a taste of home to college students, how they helped create a new campus community through food, even during the pandemic. And then later, it's the sneaker awards, from running errands to just running, plain old running. Self Magazine has the big reveal. That's still ahead.
Okay.
Well, now, fall semester is right around the corner, and as many families know, going off to college can certainly be a big change.
For students, it's been even tougher these past few years with virtual classes, closed dorms, and no dining halls.
But as you're about to see, a good meal can make all the difference.
That's right. One young couple living in a college town wanted to help out. How did they win over students living nearby without and nothing else to do? Free food. Check it out.
We just basically said, as long as we have the means that we can afford this, like, I'll cook. And
he'll cook. I don't cook.
Food has always played a special part in Tom and Rachel Sullivan's love story. But Tom's passion for creating healthy and delicious meals began 2 years ago when they started trying for a baby.
So I was diagnosed with PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome, and at that time, kind of the only recommendation I was given was to go on birth control.
And we found some evidence out there that it might be able to manage it through food and nutrition. And this is scary, but let's try it with food.
Tom started collecting all types of recipes and kept a secret record of them online.
It was just a place that I could literally have a picture, a description. Like, I didn't want anyone to know about it.
When I got word of it, I made a TikTok about it.
That video going viral overnight, bringing tens of thousands of new followers to their social media accounts. And it's also when the couple started posting about Kevin Gallagher, a college student and family friend. Back then, dorms were shut down due to COVID, so Kevin and his roommates were staying off campus, coincidentally near Tom and Rachel.
I saw him at the gym, and then he told me that the
cafeterias had also shut down at this point. Tom, being who Tom is, was like, oh man, come over, I can make you a meal, like swing by anytime.
And that's what Kevin did.
It allows you to have a little piece of home with you.
And I would take little snippets of videos and send it to his mom. And then I put a compilation together, threw that on TikTok. And that's when, like,
our entire profile was just comments from people being like, I want to be adopted. How do I get free food?
We got college students like, hey, where are you guys at? So I think we literally just put on like our Instagram story. I have food this weekend.
I happened to look at the story that day and I was like, all right, I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Student Krista Bain, who's been following Tom and Rachel's story since the beginning, became one of their adoptees.
They're just so nice and friendly and welcoming. So it was easy to feel at home.
Soon, Tom and Rachel are feeding hundreds of students a week, totally free of charge, no questions asked, setting up a GoFundMe and relying on donations for supplies. The couple quickly building a community of students who would drop by once a week for a meal and a chat.
Being able to take a break on Sundays and not have to worry about a meal, it was a relief. I knew like they would always be happy to see me.
Krista sent us a text message and it was this very heartfelt letter saying how much she appreciated it. And me and Tom like looked at each other after that. We're like, yeah, we have to keep doing this.
And just 8 months after starting this journey, Tom and Rachel got the news they'd been waiting so long to hear.
Should we put in the baby nursery?
Rachel giving birth to their baby girl, Sutton, just last month.
She was just a little angel. She's perfect.
Tom and Rachel plan to continue the meals in the fall. And Kevin, now a rising junior, will definitely be back.
And Tom has honestly been a great role model to me because I've never seen someone give back so much.
We're overfilled with, like, gratitude.
It's awesome. I don't know if they're cousins or aunts or uncles, but...
We just got a lot of family members.
That's sweet.
It's a great idea. God.
So Tom and Rachel will be releasing a book of PCOS-friendly recipes next March, and they are hoping to go on the road and host free meals in other cities to encourage folks in those communities to adopt a college kid.
That's a great idea. Fantastic. And there's just something so comforting about a home-cooked meal. Yeah. I loved the dining hall. I was a big fan, but I also loved going home on Sundays to, you know, get
You were able to go home every Sunday?
I was only at Rutgers. I was like a half hour away.
Nice.
So. And college kids love free food.
Seriously. Well,
so do we.
That's true. Those are facts.
I was just saying, we haven't eaten on the show in a while. All right, coming up next, we are helping you improve your sneaker game from fashion to fitness. We're showing you this year's best sneakers when the third hour of today returns. All right, back now with the big reveal of some of this year's best footwear. That's right. If you've been on that never-ending journey to find the perfect pair of sneakers, you'll want to listen up. Editor-in-chief of Self, Rachel Miller, is here to share some of the magazine's newest award-winning sneakers. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Good morning.
I feel like I buy sneakers, especially when I see them on sale, and they're fine, but I don't love them. I mean, what goes into actually finding the perfect sneaker?
Well, in this case, we tested 100 pairs. We had multiple testers. I think we had 28 people. We had, you know, fitness enthusiasts. We also had personal trainers, so you're getting a mix of expertise, but also just everyday runners who want a great shoe that they feel really good in. So we took it really seriously, worked with physical therapists to figure out what...
Wow, shoe really does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference. I was shocked in going through all these reviews. There are certain shoes that, like, they make you run faster. It's pretty remarkable.
Wow, that's
so,
pretty cool.
Yeah, and I mean, shoes can change your whole experience.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're walking or running, you want good shoes.
So let's dig into what everybody decided to pick or what they chose. I didn't realize Lululemon had sneakers.
This is their first pair. It's a woman's running shoe called the Blissfeel running shoe. This was our best everyday running shoe.
Okay.
So it's great
super
for
cute.
Casual runs, but also for walking, running errands, just kind of any activity.
Mm-hmm. What?
They're pretty lightweight.
Pretty
light.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, the Hokas. Everybody's talking about
Everyone loves
right
Hoka.
Now.
So these are
what
really popular
so
running
them?
Shoes. In this case, these are trail runners. So they've got these big nubs on the bottom that are going to help you stay stable if you're going over gravel, any kind of loose materials on the ground. They're also really cushioned, so they'll feel really good as you're running.
It's like running on a cloud. Mm-hmm. Craig and Al both swear by them.
Do
so
they
men
make
and
them
women.
Without the big...
I think this
sole?
Is kind of, these are for trail running,
okay.
But they've got the cushion regardless, but I think the others aren't going to have those treads. They're for regular running.
All right.
Awesome.
So now what about these? I've never seen these before. These are cute.
Yeah, these are Zelle. They're from Nordstrom, and these were our pick for being on your feet all day. So if you're a parent, if you're a dog walker, if you're a teacher, and they slip on and off, which is really nice,
yes,
and the colors
so
are nice and neutral that you can pair them with a lot of different outfits.
Pretty decent price point?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think these come in under $100.
Under $100.
Yeah.
Okay. Super cute. Okay, and then the next pair, more like an
earth-friendly shoe.
Ooh. Yes, these are actually made with recycled plastic, so that's a bonus. But they also have, they're super lightweight, but they're also really cushioned, and they're really, like, neutral nice that you could wear them to the office if that fits in with your dress code, but also to drinks afterward or just running errands. Yeah, hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
Okay.
Yeah, big fan. Not that they ever went anywhere.
I know. And then the last pair, this is our pick for the best fashion shoes. So these are Superga, the 4089 trainers. So they've got that, like, dad sneaker, chunky look, but they're also really lightweight and cushioned. So you can wear them, again, running errands. You can wear them on a run. You can wear them to a barbecue. But yeah, if you're not necessarily doing activity, but you want to look athletic, these are a good pick.
And you know what's so funny is people now, because it's part of the look, they'll just keep these for when they're going out.
Yes.
So you keep these clean.
These are exactly. Nice and clean. I often will buy sneakers when they're on sale because sneakers can be very expensive. Is there any downside to, you know, buying, like, last season sneakers?
I don't think so. I think the biggest thing to think about is the return policy from the store you're buying from, because some of these, the stores will actually let you test them out for 30 days or 60 days and send them back if you don't like them, whereas others will, like, you have to return them unworn. So I think just regardless of where you're getting them, make sure that the return policy
is
really good.
It would be nice to try them and see if
exactly.
It works for what you need them for.
Exactly, and we took that into consideration when we were reviewing.
Oh, that's great. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So helpful. All right, be sure to check out Self's full list. And for more on these shoes, check out today.com/shop.
Up next, managing the different personalities in our lives. Woo. Whether it's that social butterfly or maybe the person who always seems so pessimistic, an expert is going to show us how to balance it all at work and at home. And then later, shop all day, helping you return to that fall routine with some must-have items, including, get this, a bowl of cereal on the go. Ooh, that's a good one for the kids. My goodness. All right, we'll be right back.
So we all know that life is full of all kinds of people that we interact with every day. Some by choice, some by force. Whether it's family, coworkers, strangers at the store, we all have different personality types. Some of those jive with their own, others perhaps not so much. But this morning, we are going to help you learn to get along with all of them. And here to share her wisdom, Nero Feliciano. She is a psychotherapist. She is also the author of This Book Won't Make You Make You Happy. Perfect title, by the way, for a book. So, Dr. Nero, thank you so much for coming back.
Oh, my pleasure.
You were here a few months ago. We talked about the difference between happiness and contentment. So this seems like a natural follow-up. You insist that it's important to surround yourself with all kinds of personality types. That could seem counterintuitive to some folks. Why do you think that's so important?
Because everybody is important. Every encounter to our own growth and evolution as humans, we learn from people. We just have to understand what their strengths are, what they're good at, and what they're not. And we live in a culture where when we don't agree, we tend to cancel. But we can't do that because what we know from our research is that we need each other. Our longest study on well-being, the Harvard Grant study, says relationships are the most powerful determinant of our mental and physical health. So it's important that we learn to get along.
Good relationships, good mental health.
That's right.
You talk a lot about the need to set boundaries. Can you give us an example of what that looks like?
Yes, boundaries are essential in teaching people our limitations so that we can stay compassionate and healthy in relationships. So it might be a time boundary. We know, okay, I can go out to dinner with this person, but maybe a vacation might be too much.
That's good.
Or calling someone and saying, hey, I love you, but I can't go to your party tonight. I've been really busy and I just need a little downtime. It's teaching people what we're okay with so that we can stay connected in a healthy way.
Those are good. That's good.
Chanel Jones.
I don't want to run out of time. So we're going to do how to deal with people who are optimistic and pessimistic, but not just a positive person, but to the point where it's some for some people too much.
Yes.
So let's talk about dealing with someone who's an optimist.
Yeah, optimists are great for boosting your mood. They can get you out of a negative situation, help you see another perspective, but they're not always great with empathy because they want to take you to that bright side right away.
Yes.
So you might tell an optimist your house burned down and they're telling you, well, you know, you wanted to renovate your kitchen.
Yes.
Which is true, right?
It's true. No,
it's true, but not in the moment. We might need someone who can, you know, commiserate with you.
I think that's good advice. Let's come over to the pessimist. And I will say to my fellow optimists out there, come on this side. Oh, wait, no, I'll come this way. That was a life lesson I learned. I had a family member who had chronic pain. And every time I called them, I would say, oh, but this, oh, but that. And then I realized, no, just listen. Just be there for them. All right, pessimists.
Yes, pessimists, they don't get up in the morning saying, I'm going to bring everybody down. It's just the way they have learned to see their life through their life experiences. But we find that pessimists need empathy. So statements like, gosh, that must be so frustrating for you, or how are you doing so well with all these challenges, can kind of break them out of that cycle. Mm-hmm. But we do have to be careful because
they'll suck you dry.
Your energy. Mm. So we have to put boundaries around our happiness, around our joy. And that again comes down to what situations we can be with and time limits.
That's
time
good.
Limits.
All right. So Nero, we all have either worked with or we have friends who are the gossipers, mm-hmm. you know, and while it may be kind of a fun thing in the beginning, it can be kind of corrosive.
That's right. I mean, let's be honest, gossip can be fun. Gossipers, you know, they have the information, whether it's true or not, we still want to know it. But nothing really good comes out of gossip. Mm-hmm. Most of us walk away from those conversations feeling icky. It can be hurtful. And you have to be careful because those people who feel so comfortable about talking about somebody else can turn around in a minute yep. and talk about you when there's something
so
to talk about.
So how do you shut that down?
Change the subject. Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting. Start talking about yourself. Hey, listen to what I did this weekend. Ask some questions about them. Divert it. And worst case scenario, just walk away.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Good advice. Speaking of walking away, we all know that person that you can't walk away from. They just yes. keep talking. You try to, like, make the physical cues that, like, you got to go. But they're the chatterbox. How do you handle a situation like that?
Yeah, we love these people. They keep the conversation going. But sometimes it's hard to get a word in. Edgewise, you have to look for your out. And sometimes you may have to interrupt them. Oh, you know, I really want to talk more, but just got a phone call and I have to run. Mm-hmm. Let's continue this later. And, you know, when it comes down to a relationship, if you're with someone long term, seeing them, you actually have to have a conversation about it. Mm-hmm. And that comes down to boundaries. I need a little downtime. I'll come back into this conversation, but right now I just need a little space.
It sounds like it all comes down to honesty.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
just really tell the person you're with, no matter what personality they are, just how you're feeling and
true.
Go from there.
That's
boundaries.
Right.
To boundaries.
Have genuine
boundaries
relationships.
Well. Thank, yes. you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Feliciano. Coming up, summer flown by. So we're going to help you
Blind
get ready
by.
For
it's
fall.
Still summer.
Okay, that's
right?
true. Nonetheless, we're going to get you ready
Being
for fall.
Optimist.
Yes.
Filled with style. From shoes to sweaters, we've got the affordable items to refresh your wardrobe in Shop All Day. That's right after this.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
As much as we hate to admit it, summer is actually winding down. And that means we've got to reset and restart our routines for the fall.
Whether it's back to school, back to the office, or just back to reality, we are getting you ready for the new season this morning.
Shop Today editorial director Adriana Brock is here with a sneak peek of some of the products on today's episode of our streaming show, Shop All Day.
And you know the drill. You can see the QR code on your screen. You can scan it with your smartphone, and you can shop all the products while we talk about them. Maybe you'll want this first one when you're on the go.
This has generated a lot of discussion.
Oh my
a lot of discussion,
not just here, but on social media.
What is this thing?
This is a crunch cup. It takes your cereal on the go. So if you are very busy in the morning, especially with the kids, you're trying to get out the door, mm-hmm. this could be a good solution for you. Now, it's not for everybody.
How does
I know.
It
you put milk in the larger container, and mm-hmm. then you put cereal in the smaller container inside. It holds about a cup and a half, which is more than one serving.
So you drink the milk.
And you drink the milk.
And some of the cereal
And the cereal
down.
Pour this into a bowl?
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
You could pour it into a bowl.
Try it out. See if you get a little.
The point is to really keep it.
Oh, that's a lot of. Whoa. I can't get the cereal.
You always told me that you never spill cereal
milk. Well. When it's in a bowl with a spoon.
So you didn't get any cereal out of
it? No, I didn't get any cereal.
Well, if you cover the.
You have to do it with more confidence.
Yes.
You didn't
I'm not going.
Come on, throw it back.
You know
what? This
like you're doing shots.
A shot.
Exactly.
Come on.
There you go.
Did you get any cereal?
You know what? That's a lot of work for
Sandy. You can't drink and drive with
did
that.
Did we run out of bowls and spoons?
Yeah, that.
On the go. You don't have to worry about it.
All right, this next one. This is genius.
Okay, this one is
Crunch
great.
Cup, going to sell out.
This one's really genius. This is to help keep all your lids organized and together. Because one of the biggest culprits in the kitchen is when you can't find the matching
and
lid.
And then you can't
the
open it.
Rummaging around in like, the cabinet.
Stuff. And it takes up so much space because you have it all piled up.
So it's got dividers?
It's got dividers and they're adjustable. It fits most size lids. I have this at home. It just makes it so much easier. So this is going to make your mornings a breeze.
You take the Crunch Cup and this, and you can just walk out the door.
Walk out the door. You're good to go.
All right.
I feel like this is just
tried and true.
Tried and true. This mascara is amazing.
So this mascara has over 77,000 reviews.
Wow.
We use it backstage here at the show. Yes. I have it on right now.
It's so good.
It's a makeup artist secret weapon.
It is.
They
yes.
all love it. They all swear by it. It's kind of like the higher end mascaras, but for like $5-6.
But you can get it at the drugstore.
You can get it at the drugstore. Yeah. It's L'Oreal Voluminous. Basically what it does is it creates volume and separates your lashes without the clumps, without the smudging all day, which is
now
something that a lot of
your lashes. They do look
I know.
You get, you get two of them, right?
We only have a couple
you
seconds
could get
left.
Two. They come in a two-pack.
Okay. Right. So let's talk about these shoes. Should we be true confessions here?
So Chanel, to be honest, didn't like these shoes until I put them on.
And then I was like, oh,
and
I like them.
She was sold.
They're so cute.
Show America.
And they're so affordable.
I mean, they're a little too big.
They're too big, but look.
Super fancy.
Those are cute.
They look very high-end, but they're actually really affordable. The thing here is when you're getting back into routine, you want to refresh things in your closet, and sometimes it's really about the basics.
Those are
you don't need fancy shoes. It's time to get rid of the sandals.
And they got mesh for airflow, so your feet don't
come. There you go.
But you know what I like? It's still trendy, the toe, so it gives you the look of a heel with the point.
Exactly.
And if you haven't done your toes,
it's perfect. If you don't have a pedicure, throw on a pair of flats. And they're super affordable.
See, they're and I told you, this is my jam.
This like is my jam, too. So yesterday in New York, it was like 68 degrees in the morning.
Yeah,
I busted out the leggings and the cardigan. This is a perfect, versatile piece that you want to wear from summer to fall as the weather transitions.
Layer it over t-shirts. That looks good on you.
It's just so comfy.
And the flats. Like,
this is like just perfect.
Yeah, if you want to look like B. Arthur, you look fantastic.
Look, it's all about
great.
Comfort and really leaning into the basics here. And it's really affordable.
There you go. Let's take some.
I like this outfit.
It's a great outfit.
I'm loving it.
How about this?
Look at these fall looks.
Look how trendy we look.
You guys look great.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm very into it.
There you go. Our paycheck goes right to
the company. You should pick those up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Adriana.
Of course.
Adriana, this is great.
Especially for the Crunch Cup.
So be sure, if you want that Crunch Cup, be sure to check out Shop All Day, Return to Routine. It's streaming today at 11:30 Eastern on Today All Day. We'll be right back.
I guarantee it sells out, though.
Oh, of course it will.
Of course. This is cute.
You need a Crunch Cup. So if you were with us at the beginning of the program, we were talking about mullets earlier. And I think we have a few other extra mullet winners right there. There you have it.
Art department had a good time.
Wait, Al. Wait, look at Craig's.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow.
I love that they gave you the slick one.
Terrible.
You look like you're in Pulp Fiction.
That's right. That's good.
That's terrible. A big thank you to whoever worked on that.
That was awesome.
Morning.
Incredible.
That's right. Our graphics department. Bless you.
Well, that was awesome.
Now we are about to go off the air because I think we've done enough.
Hey, who do we have performing tomorrow?
Panic at the Disco.
Oh, fun.
Right here, third hour tomorrow to rock us into the weekend.
But first, coming up on Hoda and Jenna, college admission do's and don'ts that you'll want to hear. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
That's
Have
it.
A great day.
Bye-bye.
That's all we got for you today.
One more shot of the mullet, please.
Oh!
Even better. Even better. The gift that keeps giving.
Who was in the control room today?
Somebody we love.
Blaze.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.